The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies
from the 90s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie, Just Like White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life, it had just the right amount of incest.
The Christmas movie that's about as Christmassy as Hanukkah.
The movie that pointlessly body shames Jennifer Garner.
Who wrote this? Ben Affleck? This is... What was the name of this fucking movie? Family Switch.
Family Switch.
This is The Family Switch on Blockbuster Nostalgia. Hey, blockheads, and welcome back to Blockbuster Nostalgia, the movie podcast countdown the biggest hit movies of the 1990s, one by one. I'm E.G. Seitz.
Francisco Landin.
Nathan Lamadrid.
Erica Lira.
Tim Watson.
Holy shit, that's a lot of people.
We got a whole bunch of people today.
We got a whole bunch of people to do our annual torture that Erica bestows upon us like a... angry and benevolent God.
Which I obviously am.
I think she secretly hates us.
I think she might.
But she just likes Christmas more than she likes us.
Yeah.
Yes. That's
what I said.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're not counting down the biggest hit movies of the 90s. We're doing a 2023 release to the streaming service Netflix.
This is the McGee, which you know from Charlie's Angels Part 2?
And 1.
And 1.
Sure,
and
then. Yeah. That's Full Throttle, I believe you're talking about.
Yeah. He didn't do any of the Fast and Furious.
Terminator, dude.
Terminator Salvation.
Salvation. Right. Remember the one that should have been really great and had Christian Bale in it, but then said sucked?
Yeah, yeah. You know that one.
Yeah.
The Terminator Salvation one. He also directed that.
Remember when we were like, oh, Terminator. I mean, the third one is all right, I guess. But, I mean, now they're doing
blows.
The war, and they're doing fucking John Connor, and it's Christian Bale. We just saw Batman Begins. This is going to be fucking tight.
Yeah, they're using a cool Nine Inch Nails song in the trailer.
Yeah, and then, that's, you know, right. It was terrible.
That's how they get you, with the Nine Inch Nails song.
And it's also, you know, Sam Worthington, who was the biggest star in the world for about 6 months.
Oh, they wanted him to be the biggest
star. Really wanted that.
Yeah, they worked really hard. Also, the biggest affront, I thought, was naming himself McGee. That's a bullshit move.
That is a very 1997 move, my guy. Douche. Yeah.
It's very pre-Google.
Yeah, exactly.
But I'll never find out my actual name is Tim. I don't know what his fucking name is.
But this is the weird thing with McGee. Some people do defend at least one of his movies because it's actually kind of okay, and it's The Babysitter.
Babysitter, pretty good.
Yeah, somehow he pulled something decent out of his ass.
Yeah.
Not sure how that happened, but yeah.
Pretty good movie, actually. Maybe his best. Actually, definitely his best.
It is his best.
Definitely his best, yeah. And I will say that the Charlie's Angels movies are, you know,
hot crap.
Hot steaming action crap.
It's Joseph McGinty Nickel.
Oh, Joey.
That's his name.
Yeah.
Joey Mick.
Yeah, Joey
Joseph
Mick.
McGinty Nickel?
Nickel.
Not Nichols, but
Nickel.
So Mick is his middle name.
So he could McGinty, just go with Joe McGinty or something. Like that. Yeah, I mean, wow.
Joe McGinty's a cool enough.
Or just
name.
McGinty. Yeah. McGinty's a cool name.
Sounds like a baseball player.
Yeah, If he was Joe McGinty, it'd be like, what would he play for the Sox?
Hell, he could even just have gone by McGinty Nickel if he wanted. And
that's
that
true. That's a cool name.
Yeah,
you fucked up, McGee.
Yeah,
I'm guessing
I'm guessing you did like a lot of music videos before you started making movies, right?
He did a ton of music videos. Yeah,
but here's the thing: David Fincher did too, but he didn't pull any shit like this out of his ass like these movies.
That's true.
What happened?
But he also made a huge deal with Netflix and is equally successful, I feel.
Oh, man, he did.
Kind
of,
like,
he did, okay, the video, some of the music videos he did was Smash Mouth All-Star.
Oh, he did Smash Mouth All-Star? Okay, I'm backpedaling on the G's. He's a genius.
Go to hell.
He did Offspring's Pretty Fly for a White Guy.
Oh, wow.
Once again, backpedaling on the G. The man knew goofy white people taking over...
So he started making movies for those guys.
Questionably ironic songs.
He also he also produced Sugar Ray's first album.
Oh, Jesus.
He produced the album.
Wow.
He produced the album. And then he borrowed $3,500 from his papa to make a music video for the song Caboose.
And it worked.
It did. Yeah.
All right. So we got Smash Mouth. We got Caboose in there.
Yeah. And then that led to him doing three music videos for Korn.
Jesus Christ.
And then a stint with Cypress Hill.
Did we talk about Korn earlier? I believe there was some reference about how Korn sucked balls.
So, getting ahead of us real quick, in this movie, the Christmas movie, Weezer comes out. And I was telling Francisco, okay, I don't really like Weezer, but I don't hate them either. They got some good songs and stuff, a few songs I like. I like them a lot better than I hate goddamn Korn. And now I find out, McGee, son of a... Oh, God.
Also, Weezer and Korn, not in the same...
Not even close.
They're both rock bands. I'm just looking at them that way.
I mean, yes.
It's just that Korn was always hot crap, okay? Garbage. Also, garbage water.
Also, yeah, Weezer's in this fucking movie, which is...
Yeah, Weezer's in this movie.
We should talk about...
How is this the movie Weezer is in?
And I was... Right. I felt sorry for them.
Yeah. I felt sorry. This movie has a lot of...
Cameos and
like big comedians and good like character actors.
Weren't they the backup band for Chris Pratt's characters on Parks and Rec?
No,
or was that a different '90s band?
I think that was
that wasn't even a '90s band. That was just like a bunch of different actors playing musicians. I think for his backup band in Parks and Rec.
I could have sworn which
band?
He had a band, and
they had a band, but they also have the huge concert when they.
I forgot about that.
Like the big, like they do a big concert in like season 4 or something that I think has a
wasn't
bunch
it?
Of
wait a minute, wasn't it? Sugar
I think
Ray
Cheryl Crow shows
was it
up.
Also Sugar Ray? Are we doubling back?
Genuine, right? Genuine shows up. He's the pony guy.
Wait, they mentioned Genuine in this damn movie too.
They do.
Yeah. Oh, there's so many connections.
Is this all just Parks and Rec stuff in this?
This is all Parks and Rec. Wait a minute, I love this movie.
Did they show up to the Parks and Rec reunion and they're like, "Hey, we're making this movie, guys. Come with us."
Yeah.
Like, who's directing? McGee. All right, let's all go. Yay.
Let's go.
That makes way too much sense.
So this is a movie. Let's talk about this movie. Yeah. Let's break it down. Let's start at the beginning. All right. So this is what we do in this podcast. I don't know if you remember. It's been a while.
Yeah, we have to talk about the movie.
But
we do like it was. I came into this movie cold. I had no idea. Other than it was a Freaky Friday situation.
That's all I knew. That's all I knew. Yeah.
And then Jennifer Garner and Ed Helms show up, and I was like, what? I love those people.
Right. Yeah.
Like, those are great actors.
Well, I baited you with a baby dog switch up.
Yeah, that's all we knew was a baby dog switch up. Yeah. Might be.
Like, I suspected that was the case, but I wasn't quite sure.
Also, best part of this movie.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
That baby was an incredible actor. I fully believed that baby was
and
a
this,
dog.
This movie, it tricks you. It opens up with them dancing to a Christmas song.
Yes.
In full Christmas gear. And you're like, oh, Christmas movie, right.
Yeah. Ed Helms has like a big candy cane on his head and stuff.
And then Christmas is not mentioned for 1 hour and 20 minutes.
At least.
Yes. It did not feel tacked on at all.
No. McGee was like, I want to make a Christmas movie about Christmas.
Yeah.
That's very Christmassy, damn it.
Yes.
For the family, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
So obviously 5 minutes later, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, appears.
Yeah, because that's what Christmas is about.
Yeah. No, he doesn't actually, and no mention of him in this magical Christmas movie.
Yeah.
I'm following it. It's a war on Christmas.
Well, you know who's not?
Jesus. God.
One quick aside: there is a shout out to Wu-Tang, and I kind of hope Wu-Tang sues them for it. I don't know, maybe.
No, they did mention Jesus in Red Man.
You got me. You got okay. Okay, moving back.
The Jesus of Fat Beats.
So yeah, it. that is what they call him. They open up with this very Christmassy scene, immediately forget all about Christmas, and the scene is actually about how this family, they just forgotten how to be a family.
Well, they're not getting along because the next day is the most important day of every single one of their lives. Yes.
Simultaneously.
At the same
exact time. So obviously it's going to go smooth sailing.
Smooth sailing. What are the odds? Yeah. Even I think there's a part where the baby is like, I hope I'm not a dog tomorrow.
Dog's like, man, I hope I'm not a baby.
That's what they actually, you know what? That's what they needed. They needed a baby subplot where it's like he has to test to get into preschool or some shit.
Yeah. They were missing that.
Yeah, they really were. Because the thing is, they also were missing the dog and the baby having any kind of beef.
Let's hope there's an extended director's cut.
That would have been good too.
Yeah, if the baby and the dog had a beef, that would have been
like
great.
Maybe like the baby is too rough with the dog and then the dog is like always stealing the baby's stuff and destroying it because like it hates getting smacked by the baby. And
just a scene where like a marshmallow falls on the ground and then it cuts to like the baby looking at the marshmallow and then the dog looking at the marshmallow and then they both go for it and then the dog gets it or something
and then the baby just like punches the dog and the dog bites the baby.
Okay, you need to make that movie. Here's the problem with that theory though. This movie would have been longer because of that.
That's true.
Yeah,
good point.
Well, no, because then they could have cut some of the other stuff. the whole Ariana.
True enough, yeah.
Plotline.
I mean, they should have cut the entire movie.
What character?
Ariana.
Who is that?
The girl that Ed Helms was flirting with.
Oh, with the young girl?
Yeah, that they almost made out. But then everyone's like, oh, a box son. Of cheeses.
Yeah, there's a lot of ooh in this movie.
There's a lot of almost cringe. Yeah. Almost cringe stuff in this movie.
Yes.
It gets very close. Are,
you know, almost masturbating moments, whatever. It puts, you know, however you look at it.
It puts like 1 foot just over the threshold and you think it's going to step in and then it kind of pulls.
Yeah, it says just the tip and then it just doesn't even do that.
And then does not give the tip.
Yeah, it doesn't even give the tip. It just like rubs the outside.
Well, and because it was just too dry. This is kind of like sticking painfully.
You're just scraping it. I don't know.
Scraping it.
Oh, God, I felt that.
I like the visual, like the audio cue that triggers in my mind. Just
scraping it. So they have the most important day of their lives the next day.
Yeah. So the mom, Jennifer Gardner, we find out at first, we just assume she did business.
She does business.
She has a presentation.
She has a presentation and
she dresses like it.
They have a very nice house.
Yeah.
So you know they got some cash money.
They have a 1990s family house.
Yeah, exactly.
A blue collar slob with a fucking mansion.
That's right.
Yeah.
But they're not blue collar slobs. They don't even pretend in this movie.
No. Although Tim did point out that Ed Helms is a music teacher. Yeah. And he probably makes like 30 grand.
Yeah, a music teacher in a public high school.
If that. She's gonna
although,
be bringing
you know
in
what actually
over
is
100 grand.
Yes,
you
know she's what? Making six figures.
She's gonna be making
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
she
has
that
to
house?
Be making like
she's making
way
like
more
300.
Than,
yeah.
She's the sugar mama in this situation.
That house in California.
In California.
Yeah.
That's seven digits.
You will pay far out the ass for that.
Yeah,
place.
No, she's, again, she's making like 300. The most unbelievable thing about this movie, far more than the body switching, is that she sends her kids to a public school.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Not a chance. And especially because
not a posh place like in Beverly Hills.
The girl is like a soccer prodigy that they're scouting for the national team. There is no way she just goes to a public school.
They play at a fucking stadium.
That's true. They do play at a giant, professional stadium.
Packed.
Not at a high school's field.
So much so that I announced sporting games in high school because I was, you know, a media nerd. But like I announced it as a teenager, not we had two professional 35-year-old
fucking four like
ESPN2
announcers.
Yeah. So pretty insane.
So the girl has a big soccer match coming up.
Right.
Jennifer Garner's got to make
she has
some
a presentation.
Deal.
We find out she's an architect.
Yeah. And
the most movie,
partner.
The most.
She's trying to make
actually,
partner. Her firm is trying to make like a deal with some other firm and they're going
to make. They're trying to build a big building. Yeah. That's the second most movie job that you can have. The first, of course, being writer for a magazine.
Yeah, it's the most generic thing where you have to explain what they do or show them doing it.
They're just like, they have endless funds to do anything they want. They're a writer for a magazine.
But architect, Erica pointed out, it's like, it's the job that they show in movies where they don't have to show them doing any architect stuff ever. Yeah. Like, I've never seen it. And then there's a point where she like
answers a math question
with it. And you're like, that's the most I've ever seen like architect stuff happen in a movie.
They actually at least know like geometry.
Yeah. The son has an interview to get into
Yale.
What grade is he? Is he freshman?
He's a freshman.
So he's like an apology too, because he's trying to get into Yale in college as
he's
a freshman.
Freshman,
right?
And the daughter is trying to get into
onto the U.S. national team. Although I assume it's like
team,
the under 19 team.
So just a standard family,
exactly.
Just a regular
pick any family
exactly.
out of L.A. That's
just,
what this
we can
out of
all we can all identify with this family.
That's right.
So much.
Most dads have been part of major.
Rock bands.
That's pretty normal.
Pretty normal.
Yeah, my dad was, you know, part of a couple. But
part of Maroon 5.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my dad was in Led Zeppelin back in the day. You know, it's just a normal thing that they all
my
dads
My dad
were
got
in.
Black Sabbath, their weed.
Yeah.
typical LA family. Everybody's super smart. I mean, if it was better done, it could be like a fucking Noah Baumbach movie.
Yeah.
Or, Wes Anderson movie,
just
overachievers
everywhere.
Genius,
yeah. No, this is definitely a movie that is not. They
good.
That's zing. True. Yeah, I was going to say they did not even attempt for relatability in
oh no
any way shape or form.
So they're going to go to the planetarium to look at the planets.
Oh, we didn't talk about the dad. The dad has... So as we kind of teased, you find out that he was, as a youth, he was in a big famous rock band and then dropped out, I guess, to have a kid.
Yeah.
But
like they all do.
The big thing is he has his new band, which Dad's is called...
Dad or Alive.
Dad or Alive, yeah.
And they're supposed to just be playing, but then they got some sort of thing where they're going to do a national...
Yeah, it's like some streaming? America Got Talent streaming thing. Yeah.
Yeah, he finds out.
Hosted by Howie Mandel.
Yeah.
Yep.
You can't touch, not allowed to touch him.
Do not.
Yeah. Do not try to touch him.
Goddamn hands off of Howie Mandel, you son of a bitch.
Yeah. He won't even contest that. He'll be like, yes, do that.
I mean, Nathan is really trying to get that security job for Howie Mandel.
I love you, Howie.
Well, he's in Bobby's world.
He was.
So anyway, so everybody has the most important thing to happen in their life happening in one day.
Right.
So, you know, everything should be fine.
Conveniently timed, too.
But before that, there is a big trip to the observatory.
They make a big deal about it.
Because the planets are aligning, like in Thor 2, The Dark World. Remember how the planets aligned?
Yeah, you know. The worst
the
of the
Dark
Marvel
World.
Movies?
No. It's not Iron Man 2.
That's true. That's fair.
So theoretically, that's going on in the same time.
Yes. At the
but
exact,
another part of America.
At the exact same
these
time.
Events or movies are going in
exactly,
parallel.
At the exact same time, the Dark Elves.
Holy
who,
crap,
know,
this is
like
a,
when it's
you
dark.
A Marvel movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, did we do a multiverse Marvel movie?
This
Mother of God.
This
they
is actually.
Bring up the multiverse a couple times.
Next time. Yeah, next time you do an in-game marathon, you got to watch fucking Christmas Family Switcheroo.
Yeah. Family Switcheroo-ny. Yep. All ties in. So then I'm like, I think everything is going to be fine with this planet alignment stuff. But then there's a fucking gypsy outside, and I was like, uh-oh.
Played by Rita Moreno. Yeah. And you heard me. Yeah. Rita Moreno.
And this is the moment, which, by the way, talk about looking fantastic for her age.
Like, she's like 90 years
old. She's like 90 years old. Looks great.
She can stand up on her own. They didn't have to make a rig of pulleys and levers to keep her up.
Doesn't look a day past 72.
We don't know what they CGI'd
she,
yeah, that's
true. She speaks coherently. Yeah. Damn.
Also unnecessary. You didn't need the gypsy.
Well, see, here's where the movie gets very confused onto
where
the magic comes from. Yeah. I'll tell you who it doesn't come from. Santa.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's a Christmas movie, it should come from Santa. Or at the very least, Bruce Willis.
At the very least.
It also doesn't come from the magic of
like,
movies. I'll tell you that right now.
Could she be at least Mrs. Claus? And like Santa's like sick or
exactly.
busy or whatever.
Yeah. That would have made more sense, actually.
Although, so it has her first name on the van, right? It doesn't technically have her last name, so it could be like, I think it was Angelica or something, right?
Yeah, that's what they call her.
We don't know Mrs. Claus's first name, do we? I don't know that
it's Slay.
Oh.
Oh, that's right. Slay, yeah.
So maybe.
But it's S-L-A-Y as in, you know, kill and murder. So I think there's a mixed message here.
So she's less Santa's wife as she is the wife of Freddy.
It could also be like Slay Girl.
Yeah.
Like she's like killing it.
I don't think that's what they were going for.
I don't know. She was killing
it. I mean, she's killing the magic of Christmas for me because now I don't want to celebrate.
All I'm saying is that van was big enough for at least six bodies. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Where does the magic?
I'm saying is I just threw my Christmas tree out the window.
Where does the magic come from? Because all right, so then the planets are aligning, and they're
so the planets are aligning
in front of the telescope.
And
right?
For some reason, they're getting a gypsy to. And I know that's not appropriate these days.
So I was like,
all
right, the planets are aligning, and that's where the magic comes from. But they're like arguing a lot, and I'm like, oh shit, you can't argue a lot and then do a thing because that's how you switch over.
Right,
like you pee in the same fountain, or you. Touch the same rock or whatever.
Well, and actually,
well, they weren't just arguing. They're specifically saying, "I wish you could spend a day in my body."
No wishing.
That's a key right there. You have to argue
right in front of a clearly magical person.
Yes.
Like, come on, they match completely their vibe.
Right. So then the movie, she goes to take a picture. So obviously, it's
so then the magic comes from the iPhone.
It's going to be it's from her curse, the curse of the gypsy.
Only they ran her over. Like, only, what curse of the gypsy?
Well, they refused to get a fortune telling, so she got salty about it. It was like,
gypsies are a fickle bunch.
But it turns out she was there for another reason. We'll get into that later.
Because
it was that or murder them.
It's at this exact moment that the movie decides, rather than showing like magic or like having her wink at the camera or like. I don't know, some fucking elves do some fucking Christmas shit.
Shit out some elf magic. Yeah.
Instead, it zooms into her eye that then zooms into the entire universe as they're looking into this solar alignment.
This is the scene where the acid and the Pink Floyd kicks in.
No, that's when we were like aliens.
Aliens.
Like an alien gypsy.
Yes. Like an alien gypsy. Or perhaps, I don't know, a Doctor Strange.
That's what I was thinking, the Marvel connection that we were talking about before.
Yeah. Holy shit, this might actually be a Marvel movie.
What was that? Mm-hmm. Was that in fact?
It should fit in the universe.
It's starting to look that way.
I don't know, the dog and the baby, this is more like a Doctor Who thing.
Oh. Possibly that too, yeah.
Hey, let's not drag the British into this, okay? All right?
They've gone through enough.
Yeah.
Well, what with all the colonizing?
What with the Brexit? Yeah.
They're a little tired after all that colonizing for how many centuries?
Hey, they gave us spotted dick, break. Okay? Yeah. Give them a break.
No, yeah. I was like, all right, the magic is coming from the gypsy, from all the planets, from an alien, from an iPhone. I don't know. The movie just throws all of it at your face.
Yeah. Or the magic of Christmas.
Is the other problem.
Yeah, true.
It doesn't happen. That moment, they build up to be the moment, you know, the piss in the fountain.
Yeah. The movie does a good job of kind of like messing with the cliches of these kind of things, but at the same time, it doesn't really add up to a really good movie. It's weird.
Yeah, no, not at all. So we're and then also,
like you said, not Christmas either. Yeah. It wasn't a Christmas miracle.
Not a Christmas thing. Yeah. Doesn't have anything to do with Christmas. And she doesn't even say, it's not like Rita Moreno's character is like, you know, you shouldn't fight during Christmas. It's the season of family harmony.
She's like a female Santa Claus, which I would have think
exactly.
Was cool.
Yeah, whatever.
Would have made sense.
But none of that. Instead, she's just like, I'll take your picture. Click. Now you're switched, but not really because you got to wake up first.
And then, no. And then to add more confusion to this,
they break the telescope. And no one's mad about it, even though that telescope costs $2.7 million.
No. That telescope is like $1 billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just the eyepiece that they broke is probably, like a $3 million eyepiece.
Didn't they mention how much it was?
They had to get a government grant and like go through 20 years of fucking appeals.
Yeah,
just
they go to France to get it cut and shit. Yeah. But also again, and then now there's this thing whether they have to fix that. And I was like, what are the rules?
You have to fix what is broken. And then of course, by the end of the movie, she's like, I said the telescope.
It was their family.
Also,
she's like, the telescope can go fuck itself.
She doesn't own the telescope.
She has nothing to do with the
just trespassing.
She does just like appear when they're getting ready to take a picture. It's like, hey, it's me again. Oh, hey,
they don't interact with her out in the van. You just see her out in the van. There's no interaction.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
there's no interaction until she takes the picture. What is she even? What?
No. I think they do talk to her a little bit. Yeah.
Well, they can't show everything that goes on in the van. It's a PG movie.
That's true.
That's true.
Did you see the velour in that van? That looked like it's a rockin' state.
The inside of the van looked like it was all red velvet. You know what goes on in there, baby?
That van. I mean, that van instantly catapulted into like top 10 movie cars I'd want to own.
The Batmobile and RoboCop's cruiser.
That was just a regular cruiser with a RoboCop.
No, obviously you got, the A-Team van, you got the Batmobile.
So then they wake up the next
Smoking
morning.
Smoking the Bandits, Firebird.
As is usual, it never happens instantaneously.
Ghostbusters car.
You always have to wake up the next day and be like, I got pubes? Like stuff like that.
Yeah, so obviously they wake
up.
Dad, you have hairy nipples.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a joke.
Imagine being a fucking teenager rehearsing that line.
Yeah.
I wonder if acting really is for you.
Also, did you notice when they wake up, they're not wearing any of their fucking shit? Like no CPAP, no fucking goggles and headphones and all the stuff they went to sleep with?
No, I thought they were.
Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
Were they really wearing it?
Yeah, they were.
Never mind.
We probably just took a break.
Yeah,
my mind wandered off.
I think you guys just associated somewhere. Yeah. And that was pretty early for that to start.
We were all thinking of better movies.
Yeah. We were 10 minutes in and we were already kind of checked out.
Yeah, we were like, we could be doing other stuff.
Yeah.
Guys, we should join a kickball league instead of doing this.
It'd be better times.
So then they go through the whole thing where like, you're me, you, me, you, mom, me, you, me, all that stuff.
Yep.
Baby, dog?
Yeah, and then we find out the best part of this whole movie is the dog and the baby switch parties also, which was phenomenal.
That should have been the whole movie.
Yeah, because immediately the baby dog runs away. Oh, yeah, so I'm going to say the baby dog for it's the baby inside of the dog's body, and I'm going to say the dog baby for the dog inside of the baby's body. So the baby dog immediately runs away down the street, And then almost gets run over really hard. And then almost gets kidnapped by a weird Austrian guy. I don't know what he was.
Just a random German who happens to...
He was their dog.
Dog trainer?
Yeah. So he's like, your dog need training. And then like, which is a baby. Again, a dog baby. No, yeah. Baby dog. I already lost. Yeah, I forgot what time I said.
Dog and the baby. Yeah. No, baby and the dog.
The baby and the dog's body. Yeah. Baby dog. Yeah.
That's even an even better title than Family Switch.
I mean, is that how he recruits for the Hitler Youth?
Yes.
You're just your dog and baby need training?
I assume.
The dog starts walking on its hind legs like a toddler would.
Yeah. Hilarious.
A thing that dogs can definitely physically do.
Yes, yes.
If they put their minds to it.
Yeah, all they need is the mind of a baby.
To overthrow their human masters.
Yeah.
And I really, by the end, was really wishing that they never switched back so they would raise a dog in a baby's body and a baby in a dog's body.
And then you could cut ahead to when, like, the dog is going to, like, Yale, like his brother.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's a dog.
Yeah.
Legacy
That's a
admission.
Whole other movie right there.
Because then they just have, like, a talking super smart dog and a very, like, not
dumb
smart.
Child.
Yeah, a very dumb child.
He sniffs everybody's butt. He's like, what's wrong with
this kid? A humpy dumb child.
But actually,
no,
yeah, if they had done a sequel to this movie that was about a dog going to like college, now you're talking.
Here's the thing, I can see it happening.
Yeah. Also, let's just make that movie. Actually, forget being a sequel to this. Let's just do Dog College.
Yeah.
Well, the son then would be going to juvie probably because he's been sniffing butts.
Yeah, that's true.
And humping random people's legs. I mean, he
consent.
Yeah, he didn't. Yeah, he did not last long in school.
Dog College.
So then they got to get ready for their day, and they're like, all right, we have the most important day of our lives. Let's figure it out. And then a whole bunch of chaos ensues because turns out their days aren't going to go the way they think.
What?
Yeah, what? Huh? What's going on? They don't magically become great at what everyone
actually,
else
actually, the only one that
at?
Fucking kills it is at Helms in the son's body.
Which is insane, but yes.
Yeah,
but also
in a little
standard
yes.
for a right? freaking Friday movie.
Yeah. Because he owned high school.
Yeah. He was like high-fiving with all the cheerleaders. Mm-hmm. And he was like getting his kid, like, you know, like the crush that he had, bringing it in.
Yeah.
Ed Helms gave himself a silk press.
Yeah.
Real quick.
Yeah. Well, they walk out, he's wearing like a leather jacket
good.
And he
yeah.
straightened out his hair.
Yeah. And meanwhile, Ed Helms, I noticed they gave him like a little scrunch in his hair, yeah. like to show, like, oh, my hair's curly now.
He's possessed by his son.
Yes.
And again, a better movie is just dad becomes son and like, I don't know, ends up just becoming obsessed with living in high school, right?
Right, yeah.
Oh, and dad won't
and
give
just
it up.
Starts like fucking chicks and like doing drugs.
That's like
and,
a fun horror movie.
Yeah.
I would watch that.
Oh, then the kid has to kill his dad but his own body?
Oh, because he like goes off the rails and he's like way taking advantage of it?
Oh, because like, he goes on spring break and then he like murders a hookup.
Yeah. He accidentally kills somebody. And
or then maybe
gets a taste
it.
For it.
Yeah. Or maybe the dad just kills somebody and then it's like a weird cover-up, like, thriller where he's losing his mind.
He frames his own son.
and then jumps back to his body and watches his son die in his place.
Shocker.
You all just created a better movie than what we saw.
Yep.
That should also star Ed Helms.
It should also be Ed Helms,
Absolutely.
It should 100% be Ed Helms.
The Greeks did that, though. Right.
What?
Where the son killed the dad or something
Oedipus? Oedipus, right?
Yes. Something like that,
He marries his mom and he kills his dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A metaphor
I think it's the other way around, but yeah. Or like the other order.
Bruce.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a metaphor for what all males want, I guess. I don't know, Freud. But anyway, so then they have to do some shit. Jennifer Garner, with the daughter and her body, has to present, but she eats too much ice cream.
And she's lactose
for some reason.
Which you would think the daughter would realize.
She was like ravenous for that ice cream for no reason.
Her daughter
she's nervous?
Yeah, I think. And her daughter doesn't seem to remember that her mom is lactose intolerant.
A thing that you would think she would have heard about.
Oopsie.
Always.
No, she thought her mom was.
Out heart.
She thought her mom was just being melodramatic or some BS like that.
Which she was. But
also, one of my favorite moments in this that
her mom was just trying to watch her figure.
The most realistic moments was when she's trying to walk upstairs with the heels on and she fucking falls all the way down.
Yeah,
that's like good. Very realistic and pretty funny.
Good stunt.
Yes. Yes.
I've been there.
Yeah. Try to just put on heels and walk upstairs one day.
Yeah.
You will be.
It's not even like for the up for me, it's down.
It's the trotting like a little horse,
yeah.
like a dumb little horse.
Yes.
Oh, look at me treading down, look at the horse.
Yay for me.
Yeah, so then she farts out of the interview, out of the presentation. Oh,
funniest
yeah,
part of the movie. The very first joke in the movie is dog pees.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Yeah. Also, eye contact dog peeing.
Just to let you know kind of the level at which the comedy of this movie is working at, it's dog pees is the first joke, and the big comedy scene is mom farts a bunch. So,
yeah.
Where are
and
the Oscars?
And then it ends with the dog peeing, too. I think it's a full
last
circle.
Joke. It's like the
last joke is dog peeing.
It's probably the same shot. Spoiler alert. Yeah, the dog just looks at the camera like, yeah, I'm peeing next to the Christmas tree. What are you going to do about
it? It's the perfect bookend. McGee is a Christmas genius.
Yes, exactly. McGee knows how to structure a fucking film.
The dog pee arc. Where you start with the dog pee and you end with the dog pee.
We're talking Hitchcock level here, people.
That's classic. That's totally classic.
Dan Harmon fucking circle. Story circle situation happening.
Time is a flat circle, and so are movies. Yeah, so. Yeah.
And a dog peeing is no exception.
Yeah. Right.
In the beginning, there was a dog pee, and thus in the end, he is the Alpha and the Omega.
Right.
This is a religious movie.
See, Jesus was there
all along. Jesus was there in the dog pee that you didn't see in the sand?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's when he was carrying you?
That's right. That's when he was carrying the dog?
Totally works.
Yeah.
What I don't understand is like what is wrong with this dog? There was so much urine, it was so clear. Like, is this dog's kidneys failing?
Too hydrated. They just take too good a care of this dog.
Yeah, no, I think his kidneys are failing. He needs to see a
fucking vet. They better put electrolytes in his water, like fucking rich people.
Well, as much pee as it is, it never quite manages to reach the presence.
Yeah,
thankfully, yes.
Well, if California is carrying a water bottle around with him most of the time.
That's right. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're putting sodium in that water.
Yeah. Bastards.
So then we go from there to the daughter's got a... play soccer in a fucking full-on stadium.
That's right.
With a scout.
A professional stadium that's packed.
That's right.
Yeah. With a gorgeous male scout that's supposed to be there to scout her out.
Who also
scout
gives high school off, girls like, predator vibes.
Yeah, I mean,
he's definitely grooming. He's definitely grooming.
He's just there to scout high school girls. I don't know what you guys are talking about. He's just an attractive man in his 20s scouting high school girls.
Oh, he got a girlfriend.
Yeah. And I'm sure she's at least 18-ish.
Yeah.
She's close enough to have a fake ID, okay?
And then the mom does all right playing soccer somehow. I don't know.
Not really.
How.
She's pretty bad.
But she scores once, right?
No, she doesn't. No. The team scores once.
The team scores once. And she's about to score, but then the goalie gets hurt and instead of scoring.
They run into each other at full blast because she has no idea how soccer is played.
Right. And then also that's clearly a foul. But no, it's not called because it's high school soccer, I guess.
Yeah.
Even though it's in a stadium.
Right.
And then, but instead of scoring, she goes back and she checks on the...
On the goalie,
yeah. And then the game ends, and everybody's kind of disappointed.
And immediately, you know that the scout is going to be impressed because, you know, winning's not everything. It's about it's about this right here.
And at that time, Jennifer Garner, who's the daughter, is up
Francisco,
in the stands.
I'm pointing at my heart.
Yeah,
said no national level, team level coach ever.
Like, yeah, ever. Exactly.
No. That would have been like weak-ass little bitch.
Yeah, little bitch. Out.
She spits out her wine. Jennifer Garner up in the stands. She spits out her wine, which I think is bullshit. I think you can just drink wine like straight up.
Yeah,
I've never drank wine. I think you can.
I think
just
you'd
start.
Be okay with drinking wine.
Yeah.
Well, it is like cheap stadium house. Right?
It's stadium.
No, she brought a whole bottle.
She brought
of wine
an entire bottle.
How
it
you
was
do
like
that?
A
oh,
friend.
Shit, that's right.
Your friend. Yeah, did,
yeah. Friend, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Damn! How did she do?
It was the 1.5 though.
This is a lawless country.
It was a 1.5, so that was not good wine.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
So okay, so that's blown. And then they
that leads up to a scene, though, where the daughter and Jennifer Garner's body tells off the mom and the daughter's body about how she feels about who she is, and she doesn't understand her and stuff, and then she walks away crying.
Yeah, you know, that old chestnut family stuff.
Yeah, because at the same time, actually, you're right, Ed Helms kind of kills it as a little kid.
But no, except for the interview, because
except
he's supposed to have
the interview.
The
Yale interview, that's right. He fucks up the Yale interview.
Which leads to the Wu-Tang reference.
Yeah, but he brings up Wu-Tang. He brings a... who is he? He brings a
it's
Wu-Tang.
Pete Holmes. Pete Holmes kind of kills it.
Yeah.
Good outtakes from Pete Holmes. Good job. That's why you hire a comedian.
But he's being just like too cool and not answering any of their questions correctly and stuff. But while that's happening... the son in this body talks to the neighbor crush girl right. and then finds out. And it's a weird conversation because the neighbor crush girl seems like she's really connecting
to the dad.
To the dad. Yeah. Yeah, like, oh my God, you like that too? What? Yeah. We have so much in common. That's like, right. What's happening?
It's the fucking scene
and
from Juno.
And then from
Juno.
Out of nowhere, she's like, from Juno. Oh, your son. Like,
yeah, yeah. Yes. Like, oh, your son. Yeah.
Right, right.
So then they go home defeated, and then the parents decide, you know what? We're in these hot young bodies. Let's go fucking do some hot young body stuff. They say that in the movie.
Yeah, they do.
No, technically, they're helping their son.
Yeah, so the son gets invited to a party with the girl. Well, the dad's son, right? The Ed Helms dad.
Yeah.
He is told by the girl to invite the son, which I don't think that's how it works. I don't think you tell someone's parents, hey, we're going to have a wild fucking high school rager. Tell your kid.
Right, exactly. That's not how that works.
Yeah. But anyways, he tells Ed Helms' son version that there's going to be this party. And so Ed Helms' son version goes to the party to help out his kid by hooking up with the lady, but not really.
But not, yeah, obviously, because if not, it's
oh
yeah,
my God, he's dressed like Joey from Friends. I just
remember. Oh, yeah.
Hair and all.
Is Joey the one that died?
No.
That's Chandler.
Chandler.
No, he's got like the white jeans and I'm sorry, the white t-shirt, the black leather yeah. jacket. I think it's a motorcycle jacket, and then the baggy, pale jeans.
Yeah, he's dressed like a cool 1996.
Yeah. He's dressed like a cool ass motherfucker. If you ask me.
If you ask us
40-year-olds, he's just so cool. He's just getting chicks left and right.
Yeah. Oh, that's the thing. He kind of is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
He could be crushing it.
Girls are vibing with him. Yeah. Even the jocks are vibing.
Everybody's vibing with
Everyone's
him.
Everyone's vibing.
Even the school bully, Andre he shoots Giant. Down with bad jokes.
Oh, that's yeah. right. The Andre the Giant kid.
Yeah, Andre the Giant Jr. is...
Yeah, which you called it, and he 100% looks like Andre the Giant Jr.
Yeah.
He's
a weird-looking kid, that guy.
Like yeah. He's got to be related to Andre the Giant somehow, like a grand...
23andMe, that guy, man. Burbanks. I want to find out yeah, where the cousins are. Mm-hmm. So while they go to the party, it's supposed to be mom's wine night with
right.
her friends.
So a bunch of her friends show up. To drink wine and watch them kiss.
Suburban mom.
Yeah, they do the thing that that they would never do, which is like, you guys should kiss each other. Like, there's no yeah. way that you ask a couple that's been together for 25 years.
45-year-old grown-ass couple.
Yeah, to be like, kiss each other right now. There's no way you
would. They're not in high school.
Especially they're all wives. They would be like, hell, gross, don't kiss each other. Like, Jesus Christ, are you insane? Just make it through the day. But instead, we have to have this moment where brother and sister almost kiss each other.
They do kiss each other.
They do kiss each other. They smush each other's faces
yeah.
into each other.
It's a very smush face.
Oh, right. That was brother and sister. I was thinking right. of a later scene.
So the later
right,
scene
the later scene.
Other brother and sister.
The husband-wife that are in their kids' bodies.
They're like, we're connecting.
They almost make up.
Yeah.
They come pretty close to making out.
Yeah. Like, even the other characters are like, aren't they brother and sister?
Yeah. Like, even the people at the party are like, what the fuck is going on here? Gross.
And this is after.
They're like, I miss you being this young.
Yeah. This is after. Exactly. I miss you being this young and hot. I mean, just young.
Yeah. I mean, energy. Dancing.
And this is right after the kid shoots down the kiss with the, like, would-be girlfriend, right?
Yeah, and it's not even like a subtle, you know.
No, it's boxing face.
Yeah,
like he puts the whole boxing face. Which is, like Nathan said, the right thing to do, but also very hurtful for that girl, and probably the worst moment of her life until that point.
And there's no way that she comes back the next day and is like, you want to try this again?
There's no way.
Zero chance. Bullshit.
Yeah,
I was like, oh, girl, how low is your self-esteem?
Yeah, for real. It's like, that is hurtful.
Like, I know you're a teenager, but damn.
Yeah, like there's no coming back from that.
And then, of course, after shooting her down, immediately almost makes out with his sister and has a big dance routine.
Well, yeah. His wife.
Right.
Wife, sister.
But that's what the kids around them
are thinking.
That's what that girl is thinking, right? She's like, I confess to this guy I liked him. He put a box of Cheez-Its in our face in order to prevent kissing. That's how much he did not want to kiss me.
And now
me.
He's really vibing with his own sister.
And now he's dancing and almost making out with his sister.
She dodged a bullet. Yeah, I'm just, she's like, oh, exactly. I'm really glad he put that cheese in up now that I see what's going on.
But what
that
would have
been bad.
But what happens?
Instead, she comes back for more.
Yeah, she comes back the next day and is like,
maybe that's her fetish. Maybe she's like, maybe I can just watch you and your sister. I don't know. I'll just be over here.
I know we're not supposed to judge. She's vibing with the dad.
I know we're not supposed to judge.
We don't know what's going on with this girl. She's
Pornhub has ruined the generation of young people.
Young people, yeah.
It will continue to do so.
It will continue to do so.
So then the kid parents go looking for them, right? And then they find them.
They find them. They all have a big dance routine to some fucking 90s song.
They do. Yeah, they kill it. They do pretty good.
They do pretty good.
These Gen Z kids play for some reason. It's not even fucking trending on TikTok. Like,
No. It was weird.
It was very weird.
But then, of course, all the kids in the party also know the dance.
Yes. And then they have to make it to the dad's band thing.
Right.
Yes.
Dead or Alive.
Dead or Alive. I keep forgetting the name of the goddamn band.
It's a good name.
Dead or Alive. They have to make it still to Dead or Alive. And that's when they show up and Howie Mandel is there.
That's right.
No, wait. They have redos. That's what happens.
The redos?
Yeah. She has to do a new presentation.
Oh, right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. She gets a second chance and it's an elf. This part is just the end of Elf. Because she has to go back and then she's like, what's his name is missing? And then she's got to do the big presentation in front of the big guy. And then she's like, my son is missing.
My family's more important.
More important than this, just like an elf.
Yeah, she doesn't say like, oh, my son is missing and I need to do something about this. No, it's like, oh, my family needs me.
But it's like the team can do it now. Yeah. Except for the guy that she kicked in the balls because he's black and approached her.
He disappeared after a quiet settlement.
Yeah.
That guy doesn't need to work again.
Clearly, yeah. That's why they have employment insurance. That's why they have.
Yeah,
she has to go back and do the presentation. She's like, my family's more important, but the team can handle it. So then the team takes over. Who's clearly better at her job than her?
No, well, I think Jennifer Gardner was very good at her job.
Yeah.
But Jennifer Gardner's daughter didn't know what the fuck she was doing.
Yeah. She's farting it up.
Except
everywhere.
To fart.
Yeah. Except for the fart. And to dress, because when she shows up back in the office, all dressed fucking fun style, kind of rocking it.
Yeah, kind of doing it.
It was kind of actually giving Sarah Jessica Parker in Sex and the City. Mm-hmm. So it was also age-appropriate. Funky
It definitely had that. I mean, whoever the
costume design,
costume design is not bad. And then also we find out that they can't fix the telescope,
right?
So
they need the piece.
Then the son can get a guy that he's been talking an older gentleman that he's been talking to online.
Spock, which worries them. 14-year-old son has been spending all of his time chatting with. I don't know, 47-year-olds on the internet?
Probably. He looked about my age,
yeah.
And tweed.
Yeah, for reals. But it's what the chairs are. So he talks him into like cutting the same piece of glass that they need.
Right.
For the thing. And then they have to go do the fucking band, right?
Yeah.
So
Weezer's the backup band.
That's
right.
Which is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, they don't even use... I was like, oh, well, this is at least the scene they obviously have to use Weezer, and, like, Weezer's going to show up and, like, shred on the guitar or something crazy.
Nope.
I don't think Rivers Cuomo's even there for most of the performance.
No, it's all, like, the family people.
No, it was the whole band, all four members.
Yeah, no, but then he, like, disappears halfway through the performance, and you don't see him again.
But that,
I didn't even notice, because
it's like he had to leave halfway through shooting.
The scene was so cringe, I didn't
realize. He's like, hey, this was fun, guys, but I have a noon commitment, so later. Dinner. Yeah.
So then that's when Howie Mandel is there, and he's like, oh, I can't wait to see you guys do your thing. I don't know.
No, he's more like, what the fuck is taking you so long?
Oh, yeah, that's right, because then Ed Helms is missing.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is the son. Yeah, son dad is missing. So then dad's son goes and finds him.
<That's> right. this makes sense to you people that haven't watched the movie, right?
Yeah. He goes and finds him. He's locked in the bathroom. And then that's when you find out that son dad left Maroon 5.
That's right. Here's almost Maroon 6. Yeah.
Dodge the bullet. Fuck that band.
Also, come on. That was the best band you could come up with?
Yeah. You couldn't do Jars of Clay or something?
Oh, dear God.
No, but clearly he left the band to have a kid, and that's the sacrifice. And we already found out from the mom that she sacrificed a bunch of stuff too, right? For the, oh no,
yeah.
That she's like super proud of her daughter, even though she doesn't.
Oh, and see she it. Also she did because she should have been a partner before, but she turned it down because yeah, she needed right. more time with her family.
Right.
Even
right.
though it appears like she spends all of her time in the office, so but you know,
both children in their parents' body find out how much the parents now love in their them. Children's body.
Who'd have thunk it?
Have sacrificed for them right. over yeah. all these years, and they didn't.
Exactly.
So then they're like,
so
all
my
right.
son better fucking appreciate this shit.
Yeah, go up there and sing.
Well, what does the baby learn about the dog?
Oh,
how to lick balls?
Yeah, 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 that it can lick his balls.
They don't show that, but I'm sure it's an outtake. You know, somewhere.
Eric has a baby, and I can guarantee you that baby wants to lick his balls all the time.
So do most adult males I know.
The baby wants to lick his own balls, yeah.
Girl.
Yeah.
But, so... We know what you're wondering, and yes, the movie keeps on going.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So yeah, because this is the moment where you're like, there, where Mick G was suddenly sitting there and realized, oh fuck, this is supposed to be a Christmas movie.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, back up really quick. Okay, so before when the so Weezer and the dad, they perform what fucking song is it?
That's, right. That's what, I'm that's what we're talking about. We're getting there right now.
This is the exact moment that they all remembered. Like shit, Christmas. Right. Ah, yeah. Oh, fuck. Well, we're doing a big rock show.
And I think Tim made a good point. I feel like they recorded it with Johnny B. Goode, and then the strike happened, and then we're like, now we have to wait till December to come out. And then we went back and then recorded it with fucking Santa Claus Was Coming to Town.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe that's why River Cold Mode disappears, because he's like, I'm not coming back for
relations. Yeah.
I'm on tour, motherfucker.
But here's the other thing that I was remembering. When the song started, so we got pizza earlier. We paused the movie to get pizza, and we all gasped when we realized there was like 28 minutes in the fucking movie left.
Yeah, too much.
Yeah, and it felt like this was a moment where, okay, this finishes, they go back to the bodies, and then they finish the end, whatever. No, there's still half an hour.
Well, you forgot,
a whole
you forgot
Simpsons that, episode running time length left in the goddamn movie.
You forgot that in McGee's contract is car chase.
Yeah, this is true.
This is after the performance. So they do Santa Claus Is Coming to Town, and again, a clear ripoff of Elf.
Yeah.
Where they're like, nobody's got Christmas spirit. It's also, and then she's like, start singing, right. And then they join up, and then everybody kind of joins up.
And again, this is clearly a scene that only works if you're building up, oh, you know what? Christmas, you know? Like, Christmas is what it's about, like family and Christmas and being in the spirit.
It's all about Halloween.
And again, this is a movie that has not had a single mention of Christmas for 1 hour and 20 minutes.
At least.
It doesn't work at all.
Some of the only Christmas decorations you see in the whole movie are in the family's home.
Right. So yet we're expected to believe that Howie Mandel, an entire stadium full of teenagers.
And Jennifer Garner's fucking co-workers for some reason.
Jennifer Garner's co-workers.
Yeah.
The person that she blew the interview with twice.
Yeah, the like her boss type of deal.
All of them are the Molson account, obviously the most important.
The Molson account.
You got to get that Molson account.
More than anything.
Good job remembering that.
Look, because I've seen enough. We talked enough about movies in the 80s where it was always about landing the Molson account
or
getting the Anderson deal done.
Yep.
And it didn't mean fucking shit ever.
Yeah, exactly.
It was all about Trask and radio for Working Girl. Okay,
that's right. So the
terrible hair.
Yeah, for some reason, playing Santa Claus Is Coming to Town is just the best thing that Howie Mandel has ever heard.
It's so good that the whole fucking high school goes crazy
for Santa Claus Is Coming to Town.
You know, like how 15-year-olds love Santa Claus.
No
is coming
matter
to town.
What fucking version. If no matter what version you do of that song, there's no way that people just like it.
Yep.
Even if you do like a hardcore.
Maybe they passed a bunch of ecstasy around at the beginning and we didn't see any of that.
Again,
everybody's...
we're missing that Christmas
it was
that
gypsy.
Magic.
It was a gypsy.
The gypsy.
Christmas magic. Yeah.
Come on, director's cut.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, a brand of ecstasy that you can get if you go to Blockbuster Nostalgia. BlockbusterNostalgia@gmail.com. Email us.
We got your hookup, baby.
Don't actually do that, police. FBI, please do not.
This is all satire, FBI. Thank you.
Thank you.
But that's where the gypsy would show up and like sprinkle some stuff, and everybody gets super into it, even though it's a garbage song.
That would have worked.
Yeah, that would have worked. We're just led to believe that Howie Mandel and the world.
If that was the moment that the gypsy revealed she was Mrs. Claus and sprinkled some Christmas magic, 100% on board.
Exactly.
That makes total sense for Christmas movie.
Now we're talking.
That was the scene, right? And then we had 28 minutes left.
Yes.
After that, that seemed like the common scene where they could have just like at the end of the song. song. They all woke up at the other people.
That was the only song the kid knew how to play.
Again, they already set up that there was a very nice car. You don't set up there's a very nice car unless you are going to destroy it.
Yep, and it's what they do next, which is McGee has it in this contract that he has to do one action piece.
That's right.
At some point, and it's this one. It's a they're also they make Ed Helms Drive, who is the son dad.
Even though son dad or the dad son
could drive
100% drive.
Yeah, he's just in a smaller body, but I feel like he knows how to drive.
He totally could have done smaller. It. He could have done it. He could
like,
have
it's not like he's in a midget's, but he's not like he's eight.
Yeah, and
he's
it's like 15. Like, it's not like they haven't been breaking rules to be like, well, we can't break these traffic laws of a fucking teenager driving.
They broke every rule of cinema.
Yeah. Broke every rule of my heart.
Good taste.
Yeah, no, they make him drive, so obviously he doesn't know what's going on. So he's just all over the bridge, place. Driving off the bridge.
Well, I was believing most of the movie. I thought it was very realistic until they had to get across town in L.A. in 38 minutes.
Then you're like,
this is totally unbelievable. Yeah, the dog and the kid switching. I was like, I buy that. That could happen theoretically.
Sure.
But getting across L.A. in 38 minutes. And they had to actually get there from the high school. That was
yes. I liked when you pointed that out because it's not only they have to get to the high school to the observatory in 38 minutes.
They have to go from the high school
home first.
Yeah, from the high school to home, and then drive across LA, which has never happened in 38 minutes, not even a little bit, no matter what time of day or middle of night it is.
Right.
What holiday has never happened? But they have to drive off the bridge and then. They do a thing where they lose the little scope lens on the hood. And then instead of coming to a slow stop to pick it up, Jennifer Garner like jumps over and grabs it. And
they make a they're in a hurry. Ass being big?
Yeah, yep. And so yeah.
Again.
This is after they have her call her own body a hag body.
Yeah. And
I mean, it's her daughter in her body when she does it. But yeah, it's still kind of like,
and then they make a comment that her ass is big. And I'm like, it's Jennifer Garner. There's nothing like big about her body,
literally.
Yeah. No, cast somebody else. Get Sofia Vergara in there, and then we'll be like, that's a biscuit.
That's a good one. All I'm saying is Nicki Minaj.
Yeah,
there you go.
Felt very LA authentic though, when they spent like 5 minutes talking about all the different roads that have to.
Yeah. But they were like,
okay, we're gonna get this one get off here.
They were like, there's this show happening.
Most believable aspect of the film.
Yeah. That one I was like, okay, this was definitely filmed in LA.
They're like, the Jonas Brothers are playing here. We can't go through there. And like, so then they make it back to the telescope and then immediately break the fucking lens.
Right.
But then the baby dog, as opposed to the dog baby, goes into the dog baby's pants?
A jacket. It was a little jacket.
His jacket and pulls out the new lens.
Turns out when they broke the telescope the first time, the baby picked up the lens and put it in his pocket and they didn't know until the end. Oh my God.
Yeah. So then the baby dog picks up the dog baby.
Super rare Charizard for nothing.
Oh yeah. That's a $50,000.
But it doesn't matter because nothing had to do with the fucking telescope anyway.
That's right.
They fix the telescope and then nothing happens.
Exactly.
And then they're like, what are we going to do? We can't ask the magical gypsy for help.
That's right.
And that's what they do.
Well, they don't actually ask her. They're just like, well, I guess we're stuck like this forever.
Yeah, and the Dead Helms is like, oh, rats. Oh, no.
Yeah.
I'm going to be young again?
Rat. I mean, rats.
Yeah. Oh, no, I get to live my whole life again as a young man, knowing what I know now?
Oh, that's the worst.
What? The worst.
Whoa. So terrible.
Oh no.
That would have been a really funny ending where they had to deal with the brother and sister getting married or something. The older, either the kids, adults were then having to somehow figure out their life. If they never would have got back together, that would have been a really interesting.
Yeah. It would have been like Boyhood, like that, a super sad, dramatic
or
Boyhood.
Just like a really good like 8-episode Netflix series, like what happens after the Freaky Friday.
Yeah. Like, if you never switch back.
We had to get a divorce, like it was too weird.
Yeah. We tried it one time and we did not like it.
It was too much. Yeah.
So we had to split up and live our own separate lives now.
Pornhub lives.
We did make a lot of money on OnlyFans for it. That's right.
It felt so dirty.
So then she's like, I didn't say you had to fix a telescope. You had to fix what was broken. And then they're like, oh, family?
And that's the important Christmas message. And I've told my friends this before. This is why I fucking hate most Christmas movies, because they're so heavy-handed. They always, okay, it's an important message. It is. But they always come with these heavy-handed piece of shit movies that make me want to set fire to an orphanage.
And I think this
don't take that out of context, but take it out of context.
Yeah, take it out of context.
The Hell of Madrid.
Nathan
set fire to an orphanage.
Professional orphanage burner. I found my calling.
Okay, FBI, this is no relation to those three orphanages that burned down.
Yeah. I forgot the FBI listens to this. Oh, shit.
Yeah. The bots are just listening for everything all the time.
Yeah, so I agree and disagree with you, Nathan, in that I feel like this movie needed to be far more heavy-handed. And not even so much in its message as in the Christmas aspect, I think.
It definitely needed more Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This movie's very light on the Christmas.
Well, that's one thing we were talking about earlier. It feels like if an early draft or drafts of the screenplay were probably set during some other time of the year,
I think this movie had nothing to do with Christmas.
You guys are right. Netflix was like, we need a new Christmas movie for this year. Where's that one screenplay? We just tack on Christmas on that, and let's get that McGee guy.
Where's that one screenplay? I think. Hey, didn't we shoot a movie 6 months ago?
Yeah. Oh my god!
What if we just add 5 minutes?
Do we change the opening and the ending?
We're Netflix. We got oodles of cash coming right out of our asses. We can bring back the cast. We haven't reshoot it. Let's just do that. Christmas movie. Just add water. Yeah, there you go.
Imagine thinking you have like a spring or summer release movie in the can, and then you get the call from your agent like, oh, hey.
We need to go back and shoot some Christmas shit.
Back to reshoots. You're like, why?
Wait,
like,
that movie we did last year that you guys had released? What's going on?
Yeah, it's a Christmas movie now.
Oh, okay. Well, pay me.
So then they all go to sleep together on the couch for some reason.
Hey, get your minds out of
there. Exactly.
I do like that they hold the baby dog, but they let the dog baby loose.
Yeah.
He's sleeping on the couch behind him, but he almost looks lonely and he's like, wait a minute.
Very lonely. Right? It looked like, come on, I'm the baby.
Yeah, what the hell?
Like, that's actually the baby.
This family sucks.
They hold the baby dog, baby.
They know.
One of the two.
Yeah, I know. It's confusing. But I do enjoy that. They all go to sleep together, and then bam, wake up in their regular bodies.
Right.
Christmas miracle that's not Christmassy at all.
Christmas miracle one, and that exactly has nothing to do with Christmas. And then, what's this? Jennifer Gardner did land the account?
Yeah. She made partners.
Ed Helms is going to Hollywood to fucking do more dad rock?
And probably cheat on his wife.
Yeah, well, yeah.
God, I hope so.
Oh, what's this? The girl that Sun completely destroyed the night before
with a Cheez-Its box? Like,
ruined her entire life forever? She is back and wants to kiss him?
Second chances.
And what's this? The scout from earlier?
The very hot 25-year-old scout from earlier.
Is willing to give her a second chance, given that she's, up for a certain unmentionable.
No, he's just like, here's my personal number.
Look.
Hey, and when I say predator, I don't mean the fun trophy hunter from outer space.
To help them with the stretches.
That's right.
Yeah, because he's been doing it for a long time.
Yeah, like, so he can give
them
some
points. He knows how to help them move their bodies.
Exactly.
Also, it looks like a fucking car commercial.
Shot like a car commercial.
It's like a set with fake snow. Fake snow coming up from the sky.
Again, this
from
is
the
100% reshoots.
Yeah.
Oh, the Lexus to remember.
Lexus.
Doesn't it look like season two? I totally get it.
Also, around this time in the film, I don't know if we mentioned it for you people listening, there's like some big snowstorm or sort of a snowstorm that hits L.A. and everything's covered in snow in L.A.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even get that at all.
This warning.
100%, they used this set 5 minutes later to film a Lexus commercial.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas miracle.
Out in my mind.
Yeah.
Christmas miracle.
Yep.
That's how they financed.
Lexus to remember.
They financed the reshoots of this film by letting Lexus use the set.
Yeah.
And actors 5 seconds later.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
That's why this Christmas season, when you see Jennifer Gardner and Ed Helms fucking pushing Lexuses.
Yeah. Probably in Japan. You'll see it in Japan.
Japan, yeah.
Oh, yeah. The kid playing the son was probably in the Lexus commercial.
That's
probably
right. So anyways, that's the end of our movie, and with that we come to our very favorite section of the podcast. How do we fix it?
By not making it.
I feel like if you had a Santa Claus in there,
the Mrs. Claus thing, at least that would be that, like if the gypsy woman had turned out to be Mrs. Claus, that would have at least I don't think I would have enjoyed it much more, but it would have made more sense. It definitely would have made more sense.
Yeah, you got to
either add a Mrs. Claus, a Santa Claus,
yeah,
or you got to add a Jesus.
Or an elf, at least. An Christmas elf.
Yeah.
Fucking Santa Legolas. Sent me down here to fix your guys' goddamn shitty family, so let's do this.
Yeah. Oh, a lot more. There you go.
Deep Roy.
Dog Deep baby Roy. A lot more yeah. with dog baby.
Yeah.
Dog
baby, yeah, like you said, dog and baby beef. Yeah. Yeah.
Or just do like Baby's Day Out, but now the baby is a dog.
Yeah, the whole time you could actually done that is just like they lose the baby dog or right. the dog baby. I don't know. Or they like the dog baby ends up at a dog park, but he's just a baby, so he's trying to play with the other dogs. But
yeah.
I don't know. Could have made it 4 hours and had that whole part about the dog going to college.
Let's not make it 4 hours.
Yeah, no.
Okay. We could just like manifest a spinoff.
Yeah, you could have cut out a lot of the other shit. You could have cut out a lot of the other shit for some cool baby hijinks. Yeah.
There's a lot of fat, not much steak in this movie.
Yeah, some cool baby dog hijinks, I think, would have been better. Or like some Santa Claus, Mrs. Claus hijinks as well.
Again, I think just make it a very dark, post-Freaky Friday, maybe two seasons, Breaking Bad style.
Right, like they're losing their fucking, like, their mentality.
Yeah, they're not sure. Am I the son? Am I the father now? Or am I still the son? What is my role in life? Do I fuck children? Do I fuck a dog?
Yeah. I mean, not a question you should ever ask yourself. That's a clear answer, sir. You're just celibate for 4 years. I'm sorry to tell you this. But you have to do the right thing.
I kind of want to see Eric's version of this.
I think add some magic to it and it fixes a lot of shit.
I think that this was our complaint with the Christmas. That wasn't the Christmas Prince. What was the last one we watched? It was Christmas Lindsay Lohan style.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was a Lindsay Lohan Christmas one.
But that was also severely lacking in Christmas magic.
Yeah, this is
like, why are these movies so afraid to have Santa show up? And like, they clearly want you to believe in the magic of Christmas. Because now a goddamn jolly man show up and wink his fucking nose or some shit.
Because they're afraid if they make it too secular, then the evangelicals throw a hissy fit. And if they make it too religious, then the average viewer is like,
then the liberals throw.
Look, I just want them to make a good. To make a good movie. Is that so fucking hard?
Yes, yes, it is. Hard. It's very hard.
Yeah. I kind of wish I hadn't asked now.
Have you seen like 80% of the movies that have come out ever?
Probably seen about 85.
That's why the only truly good Christmas movie is The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
This isn't a Christmas movie, right?
No, not at all. This is not a Christmas
movie. It's disguised as one, but it ain't.
You were exactly right. This is a fucking... This is like the bird that like pretends to be other birds and sneak into their nests. Yeah. That's this movie with Christmas.
The cuckoo, I think. That's
That's this movie with Christmas right here. This is a fucking, this is the wolf in sheep's clothing clocking in and telling Frank
it's the Home Alone theory, but turned all the way up where they're like, this is just a movie that's not supposed to happen at Christmas, but you add Christmas to it and then it connects more audiences. But this one, it does not. It doesn't not even carry the Christmas feel through any of it. And it also doesn't do the flip side, the bad Santa flip side, where you're like, it's Christmas in Phoenix. It's not cold in any way. So it's kind of like anti-Christmas. It doesn't do that either. This is just like Christmas in the beginning, Christmas at the end, and nothing in between. And so it's not a Christmas
movie. It's not. And I don't buy that like Die Hard's a Christmas movie, but like Die Hard's as much a Christmas movie as this.
It's
more of a Christmas movie.
It's a Christmas movie either, but it's as much as this is. Also, no, Die Hard is better because obviously.
It's better.
But it never makes a fucking big deal about Christmas the way this one does.
Right.
This one tries to make a big deal about Christmas and it doesn't. Like in Die Hard, it was just kind of like, it's kind of cool that it's Christmas.
Happens to be during Christmas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, guys get shot.
Yeah, if Die Hard's a movie that just takes place during Christmas, and like Miracle on 34th Street is a movie that is about Christmas, this is just a movie that tries to kill Christmas and wear its dead skin.
This movie needed to have Santa on
Ed
trial.
Ed Gein style. Shout out to Ed Gein. Woo!
Yeah, this movie murdered Christmas, wore its dead skin around, and said, look at me on Christmas. And we're like, you are not Christmas, sir.
What did you do to Christmas?
I don't like you.
Dang. Okay.
Some Freddy Krueger shit.
Yeah. So anyways, that's how we fixed this movie.
that fixed it.
That fixed it.
Get better writers and a director, too. That, you could probably fix it that way.
Yeah, why not?
So we're adding
So we're suggesting that there's some kind of mild cannibalism involved in a blood suit.
I mean,
a little Silence of the Lamb twist at the end, you think would have really.
If the church can say that a bunch of crackers are the body of Christ, yes.
Yeah.
I do want to say I think the cast is okay.
The cast is good.
Ed Helms is always good. Jennifer Garner's fine as a wife. The kids are fine and shit, as you know, their characters. The cast is fine. They just like they need a stronger movie to be in. You know, they need a more assured director, a better screenplay. I mean, this is kind of like a sketch of a good movie almost. Kind of a sketch one. If they could work that a little more, but I guess they were in a hurry because, you know, Christmas. Maybe it could have been something. Who knows? That, where it was like, where you were talking, you and Francisco were talking about how like everything's like really blown out.
There was a lot of like glow added to it. And then also like, some blown, like faces kind of being like way too bright.
I wonder.
And lighting department.
They wanted it around Christmas because they were making fun of how many Freaky Friday movies they were at the beginning.
Oh, there was that scene.
They lifted them all out. So like, this is her spin. It's Christmas.
Yeah, in passing in their,
Oh, she did. She's done another one. Oh, I forgot about that.
That was just switching with her younger self. Right?
Yeah, that one some was of that. Kind of one of those. It was like big.
Like
you
big,
know?
Yeah.
You're just suddenly an adult.
Right, as opposed to a kid.
Yeah. And that one was a cute one.
That was just Lady Big.
Yeah, that one was Lady
Girl Big. Big. Girl Big.
Girl Big.
She was girl bigging so hard in that movie.
New Pornhub search.
I don't think she's girl bigging.
Girl bigging? It's probably not going to be what you think it is.
I don't even know what I think it is.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm excited to find out.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be a whole society of people out there.
We got a new member.
If you do a Pornhub search, I'm sure you can find that van.
I want to do a fucking 100%.
That van has been in a scene or two.
It has a lot of the vans that keep it company, too.
No, fuck that. I'm doing an auto trader search for that van. I'm buying that motherfucker. Are you kidding me?
Rolling
high. So, anyways, that's the end of the show. I want to thank our amazing guests for being here once again at this ho 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 holiday season. Hey, Erica.
Hey, Erica.
Thanks for. Just tormenting us once again this Christmas year.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Taking a Christmas movie.
Why do you hate us this time of year?
I mean, actually, this one...
Nathan,
that's the vibe I'm getting.
No, this one wasn't even a Christmas movie.
This is the second one you've had to
endure. We've done like five of these.
Yeah, you guys have done five.
They did all three Christmas Prince movies.
Good Lord. The first one, I don't know how the hell I got through.
I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Lies.
Tim, thank you so much also for joining.
Yes, Tim. Thank you for
Nathan, as always.
Nathan,
happy to be here.
And I don't know, anyone have anything to say as we go into 2024?
Don't watch Family Switch. Just there's so much better movies on Netflix or anywhere else. Just don't bother with this piece of crap.
Actually, speaking of Christmas movies, I wanted to run this by Erica before we end. Have you visited the wonderful streaming service called Tubi?
No, I haven't.
Oh, there's so much good stuff on Tubi.
First of all, fantastic. We're quickly becoming my favorite streaming service.
Yeah, for real.
Like, they have a great selection of films. Really, and they're free. It's totally free.
Recommend like
Tubi immensely. They have a lot of Christmas movies.
Of course.
And they have Royal Christmas. They have movies literally called, like, Royal Christmas and, like, A Christmas Prince and, like, a Christmas Baby. Like, they have all of the things that make me think of you.
Oh yeah,
check all out. The Christmas now.
The titles are giving me diabetes.
Yeah, check out 12 Dogs of Christmas.
Wait. 12 Dogs of Christmas? Hello?
There's at least one or two on there.
It's on Dog Pound.
I'll give that a shot. There's one or two Hallmark movies with Lacey Chabert on there. You know,
those are the best.
My one true love. So check it out.
Excellent. I will. Thank you so much.
And you at home, if you want to watch other terrible, terrible Christmas movies, Tubi, it's free at least.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still, you know, it has to cost you time.
Nice of your plug, Tubi.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to have a URL.
And it's free.
And if
come
you
on.
Sign up
and
with.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tubi /
now we got you.
Code word. Blognosta.
Blossom.
We get 3 cents.
Yeah. Really need that 3 cents, people, please.
So until next time, this is CG Sites.
Francisco Landin.
Nathan Labadrid.
Eric Alera.
Tim Watson.
Wishing you a good night and a good journey.
We love you.
did a thing.
Oh my god, I'm so
I think
sleepy.
I had just the right amount of alcohol.
Yeah, right?
For this one.
Same.
That was fun.
Yay.
Yeah, that was fun.
This is the first Christmas podcast I've done.
Yeah. You can take it off the list now.
Yeah.
Finally, you can die now.
Bucket list die.
That's right, baby. You can die.
There's nothing left. There's nothing left.